Shane Anderson from racing.com is in Hong Kong, actually, where the Sha Tin on Sunday is one of the great race days on the planet. Four classic races, group races right across the program, but the four big ones boasting huge prize money is what the world comes to win. And racing.com, Shane Anderson is there to observe and hopefully see Australia salute in the sprint. Good morning to you, Melbourne time, Shane.
Yeah, good morning to you. Beautiful morning here in Hong Kong. It's just hit 8:50 and the international horses are now just stepping out on the track to do their final pieces of work for, as you said, this amazing race day coming up on Sunday.
The attention, not surprisingly, given our strength in sprint racing, will be the focus on our two sprinters, and they are Takedown, the winner of the Winterbottom Stakes, and of course the heroic Rebel Dane, who finally cracked it, having raced against the very best for so long in the Manicato. He got up at cricket score odds, but you know what? Winning can be habit-forming, and wouldn't it be wonderful if he could go to Hong Kong and salute there?
I think you touched on a good point, because it might have been an upset result when he won the Manicato Stakes, but he's been just such a reliable horse for the past five seasons. It doesn't matter what sort of Group 1 contest he's been running in. You know, he's only won the two Group 1s, but he's always around the money. And reports are that he settled in very nicely to Hong Kong. I caught up with Gary Portelli yesterday after the barrier draw, where he drew gate 8 in the 14-horse field. His trainer was a little bit, disappointed with the draw. He was hoping for somewhere between 1 and 6, because there's a lot of speed drawn underneath him from the local horses. So it's going to make things a little bit tough. His jockey Ben Mellum's in town. He's pretty confident the Rebel Dane's certainly going to measure up. And we're likely to have a very good track, close to being a fast rater track on Sunday. And that too will also suit Rebel Dane. So, look, he's good enough to put himself right in the thick of things. Is he good enough to win the race? I'm not quite sure, but expect him to run well. I've got to say, though, the other Aussie Takedown, he certainly hasn't gone backwards from his win in the Winterbottom Stakes. He's pleased connection since he's arrived in Hong Kong. He's a big powerhouse. He's drawn barrier number 6. He likes to roll forward, so expect him to be in the first 3 or 4 on settling. And there's a bit of confidence brewing from the Gary Moore camp.
Shane, the banner headline race of the four Group 1s is the Hong Kong Cup, the last of them to be run at about 7:30. And Morris, this freak Japanese horse, which won the mile on its trip to Hong Kong last year, came back and won the Champions Mile in their autumn and has continued to take all before him back in Japan. Looks like he has the cup at his mercy, and that's saying something because it is a pretty deep international field.
You know, it's a great field, but he is the standout runner. As you mentioned, he is a two-time Group 1 winner here at Sha Tin. He won the mile on this card last year. He came back to win the Champions Mile. And his last start win in the Tenno Show, which is Japan's version of the Cox Plate, was utterly dominant. His jockey, Ryan Moore, feels that he's going better than ever. And he had a spin on the turf course yesterday here for his track work, and he just looks in enormous fashion. It's going to be his final career start before he retires, and he really does look like he's going to go out a winner. He's a very special racehorse. But he's up against the defending champion, Eishin Hikari, who, on his day, is a superstar, but he's a bit of a nutcase. He races in blinkers with earmuffs so he can't hear the crowd noise. He looked pretty good order yesterday, but he was soundly beaten by Maurice last time they met. So he's going to have to turn his form around, but I think Maurice is clearly the one to beat there.
There's no doubt when it comes to Hong Kong racing, loyalties are divided between those who read the form guide and do so assiduously, and then there are those who just love jockeys. And, of course, our own Zach Purton plays a big role in that one with Jael Moreira, and we've got Brett Preble riding as well. It's very much a case of consistent form for these top riders rewarding those who follow them on the punt.
Yeah, it's true. And the thing about the jockeys over in Hong Kong, when they strike form, the punters really rally with them. And you'll often see some of these horses actually start significant shorter than what they normally would, just because of the fans, you know, rallying around, whether it be a Joe Moreira or whether it be a Zach Purton. Now, yeah, they certainly have their favourites. Zach Purton's in very good form at the moment. He's got tall, good rides. But I think on Sunday, Ryan Moore, who many think is the world's best jockey, some are saying he could actually ride the winners of all four Group 1 races. He certainly's got the best book.
We'll be able to afford dinner. Before we say goodbye, Shane, you're at track work. Is there a horse that's caught your fancy? Something from this wonderful array of international superstars that those who have a punt and do so, of course, responsibly, might want to have a dinner or two on?
I reckon in the Hong Kong Mile, have something each way on Neo Realism, one of the Japanese milers. He's just completed his work here this morning. He just whipped past me. He looks in magnificent order. He's one of the four rides for Ryan Moore. I think you'll get about $8 or $9 back in Australia, so he just might be a nice each-way bet for the big races on Sunday.
Same stable as Maurice, and that'd be a nice race-to-race double for that mob. Thanks a lot for joining us, Shane.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.